The Utah Tourism Office launches a new ad campaign. Utah gets its first nonprofit health insurance cooperative, and state agencies begin creating air quality improvement plans. You're listening to the KUER News Pod for Thursday, March 28th. I'm Brian Grimmett.
Picture this, your next trip, Utah, five national parks. First, Zion.
This is from the brand new ad campaign for the Mighty Five, the new name the Utah Office of Tourism is giving to Utah's national parks. The $3.1 million campaign will include TV commercials in major Western markets like Los Angeles, Denver, and San Francisco, as well as outdoor and digital advertisements. Governor Gary Herbert was on hand for the launch. He says tourism has and will continue to help Utah's economy.
I expect that as we continue on, we're going to continue to draw more and more visitors, have increased tourism activities, and again, have that be an integral part of our growing economic expansion.
The campaign comes at a time when federal spending cuts threaten to reduce services at national parks across the country. Vicky Varela, the new managing director of the Utah Office of Tourism, says the cuts only add to the urgency to increase attendance.
Our parks are wide open for business, and the more people go, the better our parks are going to be, because 80% of the fees from the parks stay right at the local park.
Attendance numbers have steadily risen at Utah's five national parks, even through the recent recession. Last year, 6.5 million people visited the parks. Brian Grimmett, KUER News.
This week, Arches Health Plan, the first nonprofit health insurance cooperative in Utah, was granted certificate of authority from the Utah Insurance Department. Lynn Baker is the chief executive officer of Arches Health Plan. He says the co-op model will be a good one for managing health insurance options.
Essentially, you can look at a co-op like a credit union or an agricultural co-op in that it's not only not for profit, but it's member owned. And in our case, the members will actually elect the board of directors by 2015.
Baker says the nonprofit member-owned approach of Arches will help make sure that premiums are used to strengthen and extend care instead of becoming corporate profit.
Insurance companies have been getting about 15% of that premium for overhead and profits. So all the incentives right now really don't lend themselves to controlling those costs. In this case, where the members are going to benefit when the company's actually more efficient.
Arches Health Plan will start open enrollment in October and begin offering health insurance policies to individuals, families, and groups by 2014. Some Utah school districts and state agencies are now required to create individual plans for cutting back on air pollution as part of a bill that Governor Gary Herbert signed into law yesterday. According to the law, school districts and state agencies in Salt Lake, Davis, Utah, Weber, Box Elder, Cache, Duchesne and Uinta counties must submit a plan to the State Economic Development Task Force, and this by September 1st. It would detail the efforts they will implement within 1 year. Dr. Greg Hudnall is Associate Superintendent for Provo School District, and he says his district will meet with the Utah County Health Department and Provo City after spring break to create the plan.
I think this is a good thing because we need it for our community and for our state, so I'm not offended by it. I think it's going to force us to probably spend some additional time that we haven't done before looking at ways that we can mitigate our pollution.
Some of the measures that the law suggests are flexible work schedules to avoid driving during peak times, telecommuting, ride sharing, and public transportation. Hudnall says Provo schools are already working to reduce idling and will eventually trade diesel-fueled buses for ones that run on compressed natural gas.
So, to be honest, we're doing a lot of them. Some of the things that they're going to expect, I don't think is possible with public education, but there's definitely some of the things that we could do.
The Economic Development Task Force will vet individual plans and make recommendations to the state legislature for the funding necessary to implement them.
Governor Gary Herbert signed more than 75 bills into law yesterday. Among them is a law that requires school districts to offer annual seminars to parents with information on substance abuse and bullying. In an effort to derail push polls, the governor also signed a bill requiring organizations conducting polls to identify who paid for them. Herbert also signed legislation that lawmakers crafted in the final days of this year's session to ensure that State Attorney General John Swallow will not be tasked with investigating a complaint filed against him. Legislators were alerted to the gap in state law after a political group filed a complaint alleging Swallow violated election rules by failing to report several business interests on his campaign disclosures. Herbert has until April 3rd to sign or veto the remaining bills Utah lawmakers passed this session. The governor has already vetoed a bill that would allow Utahns to carry a concealed weapon without a permit. The state legislature will wait until after the April signing deadline to decide whether or not to try to challenge the veto. A 26-year-old man was found dead at Brighton Ski Resort yesterday. The Deseret News reports the man was killed after snowboarding into a tree. He was found on the Tantamount Run at Brighton and was unresponsive when another skier found the man and tried to revive him. A medical helicopter was called in, but the unidentified man was pronounced dead at the scene. Two boaters have been sentenced for an accident that killed a swimmer in an Ogden area reservoir. Prosecutors say Colton Rains was at the wheel when the powerboat clipped a University of Utah lab specialist, killing 49-year-old Esther Fujimoto in August of 2011. He was sentenced to 2.5 years. Robert Cole Boyer, who was convicted of obstructing justice, was given a 1-year term. And finally, six beavers are being credited for inadvertently helping contain the recent Chevron diesel fuel spill in Utah. Three of the animals suffered severe burns when about 27,000 gallons of crude oil leaked into soil and marshes at Willard Bay State Park last week. Officials say the beavers' dam blocked a hefty portion of diesel from rolling into the bay. The beavers are being cared for by a wildlife rehabilitation center. And that is your KUER News Pod for Thursday, March 28th. For the latest news and updates from around the state, check out our new free smartphone app that you can download for your iPhone or Android device. Until next time, I'm Brian Grimmett.